There's plenty in the Feature Friday, which you'd collect on the All podcast, I do believe. It's quite sufficient. I kind of don't want to go into all the details about what's been happening. There's not much more to tell. You want to know something interesting that happened to me this week? Change subjects, shift gears here. This is going to sound, are you ready to go nuts? Are you ready to have your mind blown? Are you ready to get mad at me? Are you ready to throw the iPhone across? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Wait, let me hear that again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance. I'm sorry. I'm serious. I know it kind of sounds sarcastic. It's going to sound sarcastic, but I really am. I don't want to be bringing something so strange to the table at this time. So I'm going to tell you something very strange, and I'm not sure how much is true. All I know is this. It's like an Asperger diagnosis. It's only as true as it is useful. If it's not useful, it's not true. If it's useful, for crying out loud, don't say it's not true. Just at least pretend that it is, if it's useful to believe so. Now, I'm going to give you I'm not going to try to tell you this is the truth. I'm going to tell you that there's a Bible explanation for this. I have been running into I wouldn't say eerie, because that has fear and there is no fear, but it's almost like watching the movie Butterfly Effect, it's almost like watching Thor Ragnarok, where the Valkyrie girl and Dr. Banner pass by each other. I feel like I know you. Yeah, I do too. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Yeah. And then like later on, she finds out he's Hulk and she goes, oh, you gotta be kidding. You know, and that's why she, you know, there's been outright weird encounters in my own life and in other people's, and so many testimony, including people from Christians. And I get this. Would you tell me what this is? Okay, all right. You asked. You're still listening, so you can't be angry. And I promise you, I'm not going to try to force you to believe this. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. So this kid walks up to me, and he says, Jesse, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, no, this is, I'm not being theatrical here, dramatic. He says, I don't know what's wrong with me. He's in Taiwan. He says, I remember being 21 years old and eating a pistol and killing myself and rising out and looking down at my own body because I was dead. I remember some other time, place, I don't know, before, after, same time, who knows? Someone standing in a shadow said, or asked me, do you want more lives? Do you want multiple lifetimes? And I said, yes. And so the thing gave it to me. So I said something like, I get 9. What does that mean? There are other things that I remember. My uncle murdered someone, and I remember seeing the person murdered, and it's the same scene. Like, it was before I was born, but I have a memory. Is something wrong with me? So this really gets me thinking. And the week before, I was reading a book. I don't want to advertise the book and push some idea, but this very useful book. I think I've talked about it recently, but that's not the point. It talks about past lifetimes. I'm like, I don't believe in reincarnation. We don't come back as cows. It's ridiculous. And it is. It's ridiculous. You know? But another friend was talking with, and he said, Jesse, there are types of reincarnation. And it fits within the biblical framework. The Bible allows reincarnation. And it's like you're not escaping judgment. You don't get off scot-free. We're not removing God's justice. We're not saying there's no heaven or hell. We're not, but you're allowed to, you know, like there's a thing. So what I've looked around this, and it's, as I've explored this, I called my friend and asked him about this. I think. It was after developing a biblical theory for this. Like, I always take my experience. Me, this is what I do, okay? I'm not trying to be forceful. I'm telling you how I think. I know that I don't know enough to have my own cosmology developed by myself in a bubble. I need outside sources. I need morals from above. I cannot plot my own path through uncharted waters. I need a map. So I take my ideas to the Bible and see, you know, I fill in the blanks with my own understanding, but I keep the Bible as my solid guide. And it's never steered me wrong if I can calm myself enough to hear what the Bible says, not some preacher's interpretation of it. Like, you got, the Bible says that Christians should kill people. No, it doesn't. Don't put that on the Bible. Don't do this straw man thing where you put words in someone else. You put bad words in a good guy's mouth and say the good guy said bad words. No, you did that, or someone else did. I take the real Bible. So I get this. It's like, I've had this theory for many years that Jesus talked about existing before the world. Lamb's Book of Life, our names were written before earth was made. So I've always had this idea that we had some sort of a thing going on before Earth was made and that we were born with amnesia. Well, what's to say that we couldn't be born twice with amnesia? And that's it. That's all it goes. Now, I don't want to go into who I think I was before, although I'm kind of scared. It's almost humbling. And it's like it sits so close to home that it's, you know, it's mildly embarrassing. Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable, like uncomfortably true. Something I'm not really proud of, but everyone else would say, why aren't you proud of that? Why are you worried about? Well, it's me. I'm self-conscious. I always introduce myself. God always wants me to introduce myself just simply as Jesse. Who are you? I'm Jesse. And I think I've found a friend. If this is true, I believe that we all had some life going on outside of the Earth space-time continuum, and we were all born with amnesia. We have values, we have virtues, we have a heart in the right or wrong place. We have lessons to learn and remember, and we have learned, but we're born with amnesia and we figure it out. Maybe we could go back and do it twice and still get judged for all of it in God's justice. Not a second chance, but just Earth needs you more, that sort of a thing. Or I'll let you learn more. You're learning, but you ran out of years. I'll give you more. Adam got 1,000 years. What's to say we can't each get 1,000, you know? Somehow or another. That's justice, eh? It's especially if in life we keep growing when without remembering it. Doesn't that prove that we had something figured out? What's to say? What's to say? So in that, after working that through, I wonder if it were true, I wonder if I've found a friend from high school that committed suicide. Because there's so much that's alike. And I wonder if other friends that I've had over the years are other people that I've known. And it's really got me like it's I don't know what to, I mean I feel like Nicodemus in the Chosen in the series. It's like, I think I know this, but I can't unsee that. I've got to explain that in a way that's not going to make a mess, but I can't unsee this. So I'm trying to be level headed. I'm cool. I'm chill. I'm not going to go out and do a whole bunch of crazy things, and I'm not reevaluating the whole world, but it sure has got me thinking. It's a fascinating idea. Well, anyhow, love you tons. We can talk later, I suppose. See you next week.